the storytelling chair, come up and join me. Do come and take a seat. Now, I'm going to be really honest with you this morning. So usually I'm not here, I'm at London School of Theology studying. I stayed part of the all-age team this year, and what they do is they Skype me into meetings, which is great. It means I don't have to leave my room, I'm there, and they wave me on the screen. But sometimes the Wi-Fi goes down halfway through the meeting, so the screen freezes. And what happens then is I get a little bit lost in the meetings, and I don't quite know what's going on. And this happened in this last meeting when they were talking about the story. I'm not quite sure which story we're doing. Someone handed it to me this morning. I haven't had a chance to read through it, but I mean, there's a hero usually comes in. I'm sure Jesus is going to turn up and it's all going to be fine. So, are we ready? Are we sat comfortably? Okay. No? Oh, well, you better have a bit of a wriggle then. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a man named Lazarus, and he had two sisters named Mary and Martha, and they all lived in Bethany, and they were all good friends of Jesus. One day, Lazarus woke up, and he didn't feel very well. And then he got sicker, and sicker, and sicker. And Mary and Martha, his sisters, were very worried. They were very worried. They were so scared because they thought he might die. And they said, "Let's send a message to our friend Jesus. He will heal Lazarus and help him get better." Jesus was far, far away from Bethany, but as soon as he got the message about Lazarus, he stood up and decided to stay where he was. What? Jesus, it's weird, isn't it? Hang on a minute. Jesus said, "Don't worry, this sickness will not end in death." So Jesus, instead of rushing to heal Lazarus, stayed where he was for two more days. But meanwhile, back at Mary and Martha's house, Lazarus died. What? Are you sure this is the right story? Okay. After waiting two long days, Jesus told his disciples he was finally going to go to Bethany. I think you're a bit late, mate. Because his friend Lazarus had fallen asleep and he had to go and wake him up. The disciples were confused. Who else is feeling confused right now? I am. I know, he said they didn't understand what Jesus meant. So he told them that Lazarus had died. The disciples were even more confused then because they didn't know how Jesus could wake up a dead person. Right, there was no hero running in at that moment. You think there is? You think you know what happens? Well, I'm glad you do, Toby, because I'm not 100% sure right now. John, do you want to perhaps come up and take the next part of the service? Because I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Hello, everyone.
Children, feel free to stay where you are.
Stay there. If this is the first time you're hearing this account, you might be a bit frustrated at this stage. Maybe you're asking questions like, what is Jesus up to? And where is he to help his friend? Surely he shouldn't just be hanging on doing nothing while his friend, or as Mary and Martha put it, the one he loves, is sick. We've read or heard about all these accounts of miracles that Jesus has performed. He's literally a hero that saves the day. With that in mind, and the fact that when he heard about Lazarus's sickness, he says that it won't end in death, leads us to believe that Jesus will not let Lazarus die. He will heal him before that, surely. And then in verse 6, as we just heard, it says, so when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. It just goes against our logic, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, why don't you all turn to the person next to you and share a time that you had an accident and hurt yourself. And then, tell them how quickly you needed to get help as well. So, an accident you had and how quickly you needed to get help. I'll give you 1 minute. Thank you. I'm sorry to cut this short, but everyone looks like they're getting really into this. I'm seeing lots of people doing mangled things with their arms and stuff. So obviously lots of incidents have happened there. But just eavesdropping a bit, and it sounds like most of us needed help pretty quickly. So, you know, Lazarus probably needed help even more quickly than we did, and I'm pretty sure there were no ambulances in those days. So why would Jesus intentionally delay helping Lazarus? It seems to make no sense. And then we discover that Lazarus has died. Now what? It looks like Jesus and his disciples are too late. I've got this all sorted in my head. If I was Jesus, I would have gone to Bethany a lot earlier, got the job done by healing Lazarus, and that way there'd be no need for Mary, Martha, and of course Lazarus to suffer. But of course, I'm not Jesus, and I'm limited to my own basic human understanding. We can't see past the situation we're in, and often that's hard to deal with. When I look at stories like this in the Bible, or see things around me in the world that don't seem to make any sense, I'm reminded that I only see a fraction of a bigger picture of God's plan. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." And when writing this, I felt there might be someone here, or maybe more than one person, that might want to commit that one to memory and remember it during times of uncertainty. It's so easy when reading a story like this from the Bible to feel a little bit disconnected from it, or we can look at it with hindsight and know what's going to happen. However, what I'd like you to do now is to place yourselves in the shoes of the disciples, because they didn't know what was coming next and they couldn't read the end to this story. But towards the end of this section, Jesus basically says to them, something awesome is about to happen so that you and all the Christians to come can have more faith in me through it. Lisa's going to come up now to read the next section of the story.
Yeah, so he'd already been in the tomb, but Jesus said he will rise again. Martha did not understand what Jesus was saying. She thought he meant that Lazarus would be alive again at the final resurrection. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Martha was comforted by Jesus' words, and so she went to fetch Mary. Now Mary was very sad about Lazarus' death, that she was crying very loudly. Can you do some loud crying noises? Yeah. Yeah, she was really upset. When she met Jesus, she said angrily, "If you'd been here sooner, my brother would not have died." She was very upset. Jesus knew that everything would be all right, but he was very sad to see Mary and Martha so upset. He asked where Lazarus had been buried, so they took him there. Jesus knows what it's like to feel sad, and he cared so much about his friends that he started to cry too. Can you do Jesus crying? Yeah, Jesus crying. Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of the second part of the story. If you'd now like to go back to where your grown-ups are, we're going to do a little time of worship now. So, or you can stay here if you want to as well, that's up to you. But you can go back. Now, I know that this is not the story. The story's not going exactly how we would want it to. There are people crying and upset that Lazarus is still dead. We know that things don't always go the way that we want them to, and sometimes life can seem very bleak. But that is the most important time to turn to God and to worship. We're now going to have a couple of songs of worship because our God is great and he can do things that we wouldn't ever dare dream were possible. So please do stand as we ask God to build his kingdom here.